Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to Outstanding Watch Program. The drones. We've heard a lot recently about those drones, and some fear it's a laughing matter. Some fear it's nothing to worry about. Some fear, well, it can be just simply ignored. But is it really true? Is this a laughing matter? Are there no dangers involved? Now let me start by reading from the editorial board of the New York Post, dated December 13. Gaslighting as usual. The White House is telling Americans freaked out by the drones hovering ominously over parts of New York and New Jersey, as well as, I might add, Pennsylvania, Maryland, other places. Everything's fine. Just trust us. Since the first known spotting, November 18, at least 3,000 sightings have followed in New Jersey alone, and it spread to Staten Island and the Bronx and other places. Pushed by local leaders to address exactly what has been happening in U.S. airspace for nearly a month, National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby had the nerve to brush off concerns. Many of the reported sightings are actually manned aircraft that are being operated lawfully, he insisted, and there is no evidence the UFOs pose a threat, which might be reassuring if he hadn't just indicated that the White House has no clue where the drones are coming from. Americans aren't stupid. Most people can tell the difference between an airplane or helicopter and the type of eerie floating objects that have been reported. And the Biden crew has absolutely blown its credibility on this front. Earlier this year, the White House stayed hush-hush about a Chinese spy balloon that it knew was taking a tour of American military bases. They fully planned to keep it secret forever, only to be foiled when civilians spotted the craft. And as you will recall, first they didn't want to do anything about it, and then they got pressured, and finally they shut it down. The article continues. If the U.S. government actually has no idea what the drones are or who is operating them, that is a scandalous national security failure. People are scared. Car-sized objects that could be armed or equipped with surveillance gear are literally hanging over their heads. And then, Kirby stated on Fox News on December 16 that the drones were mainly unmanned aircraft, but perfectly legal, posing no threats whatsoever to America's security. Completely and totally flip-flopping, but with the same conclusion. Oh, well, no threat whatsoever, no danger. Now, of course, Trump's statements are not particularly helpful either. Breitbart wrote on December 13, President-elect Donald Trump joins the conversation on the ongoing sightings of mysterious unidentified objects and drones and called for the government to shoot them down. In a post on Truth Social, Trump questioned if the drone sightings could be happening without the government's knowledge and added that the government should provide the public with answers. Mystery drone sightings all over the country, he wrote. Can this really be happening without our government's knowledge? I don't think so. Let the public know and now, otherwise shoot them down. Subsequently, Trump said that the government knows, that Biden knows, that they are hiding their knowledge. But he also stressed that he does not believe that the drones are coming from foreign entities. I cannot imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it out, he added. That's not true. We've seen it from the spy balloon episode, that debacle. It's not true. They wouldn't do it, even if they knew it came from an enemy. So, Trump's conclusion is a rather odd one, in light of the evidence. Reuters wrote on December 13, unidentified drones have been sighted over sensitive industry locations and the U.S. airbase at Ramstein in Germany in recent weeks. the Spiegel News magazine reported. The report flagged numerous drone sightings made in the evening hours of December 3 and 4 over the air base. But it's not just only Germany. USA Today wrote on December 18. Military bases are front and center amid the chaos and controversy. Last week, a drone incursion over Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio forced the closure of its airspace for several hours. In Utah, drones were recently spotted near Hill Air Force Base. In California, Camp Pendleton, 40 miles north of San Diego, saw at least 6 drone incursions over its airspace last week alone. President Joe Biden dismissed conspiracy theories. So far, no sense of danger, he said. Biden's comment reaffirmed a joint statement issued this week by the Department of Homeland Security, FBI, FAA, and the Pentagon, saying that based on preliminary investigations, the sightings appear to include legal, commercial, hobbyist, and law enforcement drones, as well as airplanes, helicopters, and stars mistakenly reported as drones. Stars going through the sky, the air moving. No threat of national security or public safety had been determined from more than 5,000 reported sightings, the statement said. But now, listen to this. The House Intelligence Committee received a closed-door briefing on drones Tuesday with representatives from Justice, Defense, and Homeland Security departments. Closed-door briefing. Why a closed-door briefing if there's nothing to hide? People have pointed that out. Something seems to be awfully wrong here, don't you think? In a related article, USA Today wrote on December 18, there have been hundreds, perhaps thousands, of drone incursions at remote military installations, drawing little public attention. But they have disrupted sensitive operations. In the vast, sparsely populated areas that are home to many military installations, the response is often too little and way too late. The Pentagon had been too passive in the face of the growing threat. And then the article says, the current drone mania also echoes the Chinese spy balloon incident in 2023. The Pentagon monitored the balloon, bristling with spyware, as it passed over sensitive military sites on its transit across the country. Didn't do anything about it. Wanted to keep it secret. Now, it has been suggested that at least those drones that are over U.S. military sites are adversarial and most likely are coming from the People's Republic of China. Now, this conclusion is supported by the fact, as it was reported by the New York Post on December 19, that, and I quote, at least 17 military bases adjacent to Chinese-owned farmland across the United States have experienced a rash of drone sightings in recent weeks. The Post previously identified 19 military bases that lie close to farmland bought up by Chinese-owned companies, a situation that has worried China analysts who feared the communist country would use the land to spy on U.S. military operations. Wow, what a surprise. But there is more to it, a lot more, something you might not even have heard. This is an article by Report 24, an Austrian magazine, stating on December 13. Recent videos show such drones potentially firing weapons and releasing unknown substances. A warning has now been issued to emergency services to stay away from crashed drones for health reasons. Specifically, in the last few days, images have emerged of a drone firing at some unknown target with an unknown weapon. Tracers streaked across the sky. Another drone is said to have sprayed a substance into the air about which nothing is known. Now the FBI and New Jersey State Police have released a fact sheet to address first responders called to drone crash sites. Key recommendations include avoiding physical contact with the drone and establishing a 100-meter wide isolation and evacuation zone in all directions. First responders are instructed to wear full personal protective equipment, PPE, with self-contained breathing apparatus, SCBA, when securing the perimeter, and are warned not to re-enter the once-established isolation zone. In addition, responders are instructed to notify local law enforcement and the FBI, as well as request assistance from hazardous materials response teams and bomb disposal squads to assess the situation. Use of radiation monitors is also advised, and attention should be paid to possible electronic interference in the area. The incidents should be classified as criminal offenses and reported using established protocols to prevent violence and terror. Now, this does not sound like harmless drones, which pose no threats to American society and security. It has been suggested that the drones could be searching for radioactive material, which went missing in early December. Yes, you have heard me correctly. Radioactive material which went missing in early December. Oh, but no threat to the population. Very harmless radioactive material, we are being told. Why am I bringing this up? Because the people have lost all confidence in the US government. They feel they're being lied to, kept in the dark, and that the government is incompetent or trustworthy. And we are not just talking about the Biden administration. We are talking about the US government and its many agencies, regardless of what administration might be in charge. At the same time, dangers from the inside and the outside are being ignored or downplayed. With such an attitude, my friends, a country cannot and will not survive.